This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272, or you can always send me an email. We are your prescription for change.
Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Doc. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
I've got a situation. My white blood cells and red blood cells and platelets are low. They have thought maybe I might have macrocytemia, but nothing's really changed over the past 3 or 4 years, nothing really significant. And besides that, I have my blood sugar just slightly elevated, about just slightly over 100, and I was wondering if you could tell me what I can do that that might change that or something to help that.
Okay, so what have your physicians told you at this point?
They say I have blood tests periodically to monitor it, and nothing really seems to be changing. They say it may just be my particular physiology is that way. Other than that, I don't know if these have any bearing or not. I'm 54 years old. Occasionally I have some numbness in the ends of my fingers on my left side, kind of like when it gets cold, sort of like Raynaud's.
Right.
I'm not really on any medications until just recently. They checked my thyroid and it was slightly... They put me on a 50 microgram dose of levothyroxine.
Okay. So you're on the medication. Are you feeling well, or are you just not feeling great right now?
I'm feeling fine. I don't really, you know, feel bad in any way, but I just wondered if there's something I can do or take to improve my platelet count and my red and white blood cell counts to bring them up into the normal range.
When they check your B12 and your iron levels, what do they show?
B12 is fine. My iron also is fine as far as I recall.
Did they check ferritin? Do you remember that?
Check my what, sir?
It's called ferritin. Do you remember them checking that?
I don't remember them checking ferritin, no.
Okay. That's one blood test I would have them check, because if your red blood cell count, white blood cell count, I'm not so much concerned about. Red blood cell count being down is usually an absorption problem. And that's, if your iron's fine and your B12's fine, then you've got to always look at two other factors. You got to look at folate for your B12, and then also you want to look at ferritin, those two.
Okay.
Because those are going to be kind of they're going to be the sponges for iron and B12. Folate's the sponge for B12, and ferritin is kind of the sponge for iron, to make sure that the tissues can actually get that in there and the oxygen can get into the red blood cells.
Okay.
And that'll bring those numbers back up. So, again, just folate and ferritin. Check those two out and then let me know. The other, when you're looking at the platelets, platelets are running. What's the number again on the platelets?
I don't recall exactly what they're running, but they're lower than the normal range and have continued to stay there. So I'm not sure. When I get cut or something, I clot, seems to clot okay, but my platelet count is – just it's over the last 3 or 4 years, it's continued to remain below the normal range.
The platelet count, when it gets low, if it's just barely below normal or even slightly a decent amount below normal, usually down around 145 to 150. You start getting down 110, 120, then it becomes a little bit of an issue. Vitamin K is kind of the ace in the hole for platelets when they get down. So you can take 400 to about 600 micrograms a day of vitamin K. You want to do all the dark leafy green vegetables, which is where most of vitamin K comes from. But you can do the dark leafy greens, and that'll make a big difference in getting your vitamin K up, which will bring the platelets up. But you want to get a blood test done, I would say at least every, when you're checking platelets and it gets down a little bit, you can check it every 8 weeks. Just go to your physician, have them run a blood test, and you can check. Now, energy levels, you'll notice a pretty good spike. If going back to the B12 and the iron, you can have plenty of B12 and iron in the blood, but if you don't have those little cofactors that can help absorb them, such as ferritin for iron and folate for B12, in those, I love blood work. I'm a huge fan just because it's the gold standard of health. And if you want to really figure out what's going on in your body, it's one of the best places to go. Give that a shot and let me know. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. What are you struggling with tonight? Well, let's talk about it. Your health is your greatest wealth. It's the one thing we cannot live without. We can't. If we lose it, we lose everything. People think they lose their money and their finances, they lose everything, but that's not really the case. It may be challenging for a time, but you can work hard and do things right, be smart, and you can gain your fortune back two and three times over. But if you lose your health, you lose everything. It is our greatest wealth, and it's the thing that we have to take care of the most. And that's what we want to talk about with you right here on the show. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Mitch. Hi, Mitch. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Asa? Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, man. Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm 49 years old, and I've been struggling with kidney stones for about every 3 years. So it's been 6 years altogether that I've been. About every 3 years, I'll kick out a kidney stone. First one I kicked out was about 6 millimeter. And 3 years I passed one that was just slightly larger. Is my body not consuming or ingesting the calcium? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's one thing. Have the doctors told you, what have they told you so far?
I've only seen one urologist, and that was 6 years ago. And since then, I haven't seen any. And I've not even got them cultured, which I should have.
Oh, okay, I got you. Well, let me just give you the bottom line for kidney stones. They're made from calcium oxalate, okay? So you got calcium, which, yes, the you're not absorbing calcium very well. And there's a reason why, but also you don't break down what's called oxalic acid, and oxalic acid comes from the dark leafy greens. So really, unfortunately, as good as they are for you, they're not that great because they contain a high amount of oxalic acid, and your body can't break that down. So you combine excess calcium in the body that's not being absorbed, and you combine oxalic acid that the body can't use and it doesn't work very well with. So you combine the calcium with that, and then all of a sudden you get a kidney stone that forms calcium oxalate. There are certain people that have a propensity to form stones more than others. And it's just one of those weird kind of – there's a genetic factor to that, by the way.
Yeah.
So the best way to steer clear, stay away from the dark leafy greens. You can stay with other greens like asparagus and bell peppers, and go to your doctor and have a vitamin D test done, because if you absorb your calcium, then you're not going to have the excess calcium floating around that can be a culprit with oxalic acid. And you want to keep your vitamin D levels between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. And if you find that your vitamin D is low, say it's 35 or under, that's when it becomes a real challenge. And that could be one of the main reasons why you're having issues with these kidney stones. So get started on some of those principles and always stay in touch with me here. 888-283-7272. What is your health challenge tonight? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralact more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralact is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralact restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralact is formulated for powerful results. Theralact, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralact, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralact.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income.
reputation.com. Get your free reputation analysis from reputationdefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit reputationdefender.com today.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show, This Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. We're going to the break. We're talking with Carl. And Carl's been wanting to know how, really, at the end of the day, how to get his immune system kind of back up to speed. You've been dealing with some things. Carl, why don't you get into that just a little bit more again?
Okay. Well, my phone failed. I had to call back. In 1983, I had a blood transfusion, and I knew something wasn't right, so I was diagnosed HIV positive in 86, and I never took any of the retrovirals until the beginning of last year. I'm doing okay. Once I quit taking Lyrica, I lost 15 pounds in a month.
Wow.
And totally lost 36 pounds. But now, I don't know if it's called because of the surgery that I had. I'm not as active. I've gained about 7 pounds back, and I know it because of the way my clothes feel. I don't go according to the scale, really.
That's good.
But I was in your pharmacy, and I really liked the products that you had, and I was just wondering I'm sorry?
Yeah, my question to you is, so with where you are right now, what's your number one? I mean, what's the one thing you're dealing with? Is it fatigue? Is it energy levels? I mean, talk to me a little bit about what you're dealing with the most right now.
Yeah,
you could accomplish one
energy
goal,
level. I've had my hormones checked. They seem to come. They always come back okay. I don't have any problems in the male area, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
But I do have had. I've had prostate problems in the past, and I get off the meds, and then I get back on it because of the urinary failure to urinate correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So
we could accomplish, Carl, if we could accomplish one thing tonight together, what would that be?
Well, I am coming in on the 10th for a consultation, and I'm buying your meal replacement.
Sure.
And I was wondering if that would possibly help me to get more vigor and vitality and maybe get a few pounds off.
Well, here's the deal. When it comes to kind of getting your body where it needs to be, if you're wanting to get the body kind of cleansed and you want to get the body kind of reset, almost like hitting a reset button on the back of your computer, the food balance is a meal replacement, and it is kind of different combinations of lean quality proteins and low glycemic carbohydrates. It also, it's a perfect meal replacement. And when you're looking at meal replacements, you want to make sure they're antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and it is with that. So you want to make sure that you always have that. Well, the food balance that we created is, it's a perfect meal replacement, but is it going to detoxify and cleanse your body? Well, that's not what it's made for. It's made to be a meal replacement. One of the best things you can do is to get started on the anti-inflammatory diet. And when you talk with one of the physicians at one of our clinics, you can talk to them about that, and they'll be able to lay things out there for you. But I would tell you this, that if you're looking to get your body kind of reset, two things you want to do, Foundational Four and also the anti-inflammatory diet. That's the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's a simple eating plan to follow, and I always am a big believer that your body will start detoxifying itself and cleansing itself as you start doing little things every single day. It's not about going in and doing this big fast and then the body cleans itself out. It's about going in and really looking at a point where you can do step by step by step by step and getting the body kind of clean itself out, and then also resetting. So the foundational four, that's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food, cod liver oil, and then the probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract, and those all together, along with anti-inflammatory diet, help reduce inflammation in the diet. So those are a couple of things that you want to make sure that you stay on top of, and that's really a starting point. You see, you've got to get to a place where it is a start, and once you hit that starting point, then you'll just take off from there. Because remember, deciding to get well is the number one key. And once you've made that decision to get well, you've been doing things like Lyrica, and you've been taking medications, and those are simple band-aids for what you're dealing with. But when you get to a certain place where you say, you know what, I'm ready, that's where you are right now. And if you start following some of these basic principles, and you get a full comprehensive analysis about where your body is, that's what you need to be looking for. And that's what they'll do probably in talking to you in that consultation. But anyway, get started on some of the things in the book. That's the key. I would go ahead and get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, the foundational four, and then you'll be at a good place right there to get started. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show. This is Diagnosing Hope. I'm taller at a time. Let's go now to Steven. Steven from Twitter, he sends me a tweet and he says, been struggling with low thyroid. What should I do? Well, low thyroid function, Steve, is called hypothyroidism. Hypo means low, and when you're dealing with hypothyroidism, it means that the thyroid is not working as well as it needs to. So thyroid function is so critical for everything in the body. You've got three main areas that it functions: your overall metabolism, and then also your brain chemistry as far as the mind, how well the mind works, the brain fog that a lot of people get, so it's mental clarity that it plays a big role in, and then also when you're dealing with thyroid function, your heart rate and rhythm. So a lot of people will get, they may get things like heart palpitations, or they may feel like it's skipping a beat, and your EKG might be fine. But it has to do more with the thyroid that's off. Iodine deficiency, one of the number one trace minerals that we do not have in the thyroid. And we lose that because we don't have it in our diet. So you do a little iodine patch test, put a drop of organic iodine on your skin, it'll turn a yellow-orange color. If it disappears within 3 hours, then you're lacking organic iodine. That's the key. And the other, L-tyrosine, coconut oil, and when you have a slow thyroid, you want to make sure you stay off of the cruciferous vegetables. Make sure that your doctor runs a TPO antibody test for your blood test so they're not missing potential autoimmune disease in that.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can always send me an email at DrAsa.com. Let's kick it off with Austin. Hi, Austin.
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Asa?
Oh, man, I'm living well. How can I help?
Good, good. I love those pomegranates, love avocados, love eggs, and love oatmeal. That's the best breakfast you could ever possibly give me.
I'm telling you. So what's up?
My son, he's 9 years old. Actually, he's my stepson. And he has been diagnosed when he was a baby with a skin disorder known as epidermolysis bullosa.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess basically what it is it's a genetic mutation passed on through his father's bloodline to him. And basically the three layers of his skin, you know, the three layers of a normal person's skin are bonded by some form of bonding agent in the skin. Well, his top two layers are not bonded very well. Now, a lot of people have it a whole lot worse than he does. He mainly has it on his feet and ankles and whatnot. But basically the slightest amount of friction can give him huge, like, roller skating rink-style blisters, you know, like you used to get when you were a kid, just huge blisters.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes he has to miss school and everything. His feet get so torn up, especially in the summer with all the heat and whatnot and playing outside. We really have to watch that. And, you know, he'll have to go to school sometimes with his feet wrapped and no shoes on, because of the infection and whatnot and the blisters. It's just a mess, Dr. Asa. And I guess my question overall, because there is no cure for it.
Right.
They're doing some genetic testing so they can, you know, so people can reproduce who have it without passing that genetic on. But anyway, I guess my question is there any way to kind of strengthen this bonding agent between his layers of skin to, help formulate that bonding agent or something? Help me out, Dr. Grayson.
Absolutely. With a condition like that where there is no quote-unquote cure, all you can do is work with some of the components in it. I mean, the keratins that are produced in the skin in this condition, that's, you know, epidermolysis is a challenge. Just know that. You know that. So all you can do is focus on rebuilding and helping build the keratins in the skin. There's a component called sulforaphane, and it's a compound found in broccoli. And it's one of the only natural components that they found that really can help reduce the blistering. And it was only done, I mean, they did a study with mice, and that's where they found the reducing of that blistering effect. And the sulforaphane they make in a product called broccoli seed extract. So basically what they've done is they've extracted it from broccoli. And I am a big fan of doing that. Now, I'm a big fan of eating broccoli, but, you know, when you have to eat buckets of it, I'm a bigger fan of that. Let's go now to Sean. Hi, Sean.
Yeah, good evening, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, man. How can I help?
I was wondering if you can help me with a bit of a medical mystery. I am 43 years old, and for the last 2 years I suffered with severe chest pain. They normally start in my left arm and come up to my chest and sometimes even into my throat. I get these during rest, never during any activity. Mm-hmm. And when they started to come in between the hours of like 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. And I would get them in groups of two or three, and they would last for maybe 2 or 3 minutes at the most. They would go away. 10 minutes later, one would come back, and that could be a succession of either two, three, or even four. For the last year, I've seen a cardiologist and have been through all of the routine tests. They did discover I have a 60% blockage in one of the arteries, and I'm currently taking isosorbide and nitroglycerin as needed. But I was reading up on something that caught my attention called Prinz Metals Angina,
mm-hmm.
and was wondering, you know, is that a possibility? The cardiologist, I can't really seem to get a clear answer as to what I have, and he'll refer to it as an artery spasm. Now, during one of the tests, though, he induced a spasm, and I felt nothing.
And so
I was wondering if Prinz Metals Angina has any place in this, or what it might be.
Well, how long have you been dealing with it?
For 2 years.
Okay. And have you done anything besides talking to that physician?
No. Well, my next stop is, I think it's a gastroenterologist. I'm not sure. I recently moved, so I'm seeing a different cardiologist now.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully something else will change. But for the last year, I've just pretty much just kind of treated the symptoms, and the medicine does seem to work. They come rare now, but I still get them.
Yeah. Typically when that happens, it's a buildup of heavy metals. And, you know, it could be anything. It could be mercury. It could be lead. It could be arsenic. There's so many different metals that it could be. But there's an overall way to cleanse. There's two different ways. And depending on how severe it becomes, you can start out with more of an oral chelation. And oral chelation works really great. It'll help clear out pretty much, I would say, most of the heavy metals, I'd say 80%. That's a good percentage to go with. For about 3 months, you'd have to do oral chelation. You can use chlorophyll. There is a tablet form of EDTA, and you'll want to work with your physician on that. There's also an IV chelation that many people use to clear out heavy metals in the body. And you can do that. I mean, it works. But you need to be under some direct supervision for sure, making sure that everything gets balanced out in the body and begins to clean it out, because the chelation, IV chelation, can actually make you sometimes a little sick. And so you'll need somebody to kind of oversee that process. The oral chelation, though, with chlorophyll, you can pretty much just maverick on that and just go on your own, and you should be fine. You can get powdered chlorophyll at your health food store, and you get tablets or capsules, either one. They all work very, very well. But you make sure you take it with plenty of water. Of course, that helps pull things out. Now, cod liver oil, believe it or not, is a great chelating agent on its own. And you never want to take the fish oil in a gel cap. You always want to take it in the oil. As an oil agent, it will go through and actually will collect heavy metals and pull those out of the system. So a tablespoon to 2 tablespoons per day of cod liver oil, not only are you getting the benefits of vitamin A, vitamin D, and your omega-3 fatty acids, but you're also getting the benefits of getting rid of the heavy metals. And I mean, that's just a big, big deal with what you're dealing with. So I would get started on some of those and see how your body responds. But that type of angina, again, it's going to be important to keep that monitored. Don't just kind of start winging it on your own. You definitely want to continue taking the medication that your physician has you on. The spasm itself, the other is to have them check your hair. You can do a simple hair sample, and it's a really good way to analyze heavy metals throughout the body because heavy metals reside in the fat cells and also in the hair follicles. So it's a simple way to test that's quite inexpensive but gives you good data. So you might want to check into that as well. Most physicians that do more integrative medicine, they'll check the hair sample for heavy metals and can give you a good read about where you are. And so it might be good to do kind of a before and do some chelation of some kind, whether it's oral or the IV, whatever you choose to do, and then maybe 3 or 4 months later down the line, get it tested again. You can see how the levels have dropped. So get started on that. Let me know how it goes. You can always send me an email at drasa.com. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call. You can also check us out Facebook and Twitter, both at Dr. Asa. You can check us out there. Make sure that you get set up as a fan on Facebook. Here's why. There's all kinds of giveaways that we'll be doing there. Twitter, the Twitter world, you get all the behind the scenes of what's going on with our live event. We're also here with the radio show. So you want to get on twitter.com/Dr. Asa On Call for all the latest behind the scenes. Go to Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi, doctor. Okay, I'll give you my question is I need to know what type of doctor I should go to for the symptoms that I'm having and what kind of tests I should possibly run.
All right, what's going on? Talk to me.
Well, since January of this year, 2010, I've just been feeling really, really tired. It's almost as if I could almost tell you the date. It's like January 2nd. I woke up, extremely tired, have been tired ever since, all day long. I just can't seem to wake up all day long. And I'm, you know, I thought, am I depressed? No, I'm not depressed. My iron level is fine. I do have high cholesterol.
Okay.
I'm 43 years old, and so I'm not sure if I'm thinking it's a hormone shift. I'm not sure, but January I started to feel tired. Come May I started to, my sex drive has just gone down.
Okay.
Since May. So I'm really not sure what's going on. I am wondering now after just listening to your phone calls if it's thyroid. They test my cholesterol every few months because it was 225 in October of 2009, and then it was 249 in March of 2010. The one thing I did notice in 2009 that the thyroid, they said it was a little low. It was 3.55.
Okay.
They said it should be between 0.45 and 4.5. And then on in the March 2010, and I don't know how to read this report, it says TSH third generation. I think that's the thyroid test.
That's the TSH. That's the standard test for thyroid, yeah.
Okay, and it just says out of range, and there's a column for in range, and it says 1.96.
That's a good number.
And that's a good number?
That's a really good number. Yeah, here's the deal. There's what's called the clinical range, and that 0.45 to 4.55 that you talked about. That's the clinical range. That's kind of the boundaries, if you will.
Okay.
And before we start looking at medication for the thyroid, you look in those boundaries and you say, okay, is everything all right with TSH? Then you've got to look at T4 and T3. And if everything's okay with the T4 and the T3, then we're all happy. But once you start seeing the T4 get out of range or the T3 or the TSH, that's when it becomes a challenge. But that number, I mean, literally, I would say 1.5 to 2.5 is a good range for the thyroid. Anything above that, you start getting too fast. Anything I'm sorry, the higher the number gets, the slower the thyroid is, and the lower the number gets, the faster it's running. It's kind of an inverse ratio. But let's tell you what let's do. Let's go into this break, and we'll talk about fatigue and the potential for what that is, because a lot of people deal with that. Hang tight, don't go anywhere.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. Going to break, we're talking with Patty. Patty's been dealing with some fatigue. So let's talk about it, Patty. You said you've been feeling really tired. It started in January of this year, and you noticed a big, big difference. I mean, like, life changed, right?
Yes, yes, and I want to add just two more points. One was I haven't been able to – I gained some weight, only 7 pounds since then, well, since the past year, but I can't seem to lose. I mean, I literally joined Weight Watchers, and I've not been able to lose more than a half a pound. But I have to admit I've not exercised. Also, sleep. My sleep has changed tremendously. I went from the type of person that could sleep anytime, anywhere, on anything, and now I toss and turn. I wrestle to get back to sleep. I'm getting up two, three times a night. So I don't know how that's all connected.
It's all connected. I mean, everything in the body's connected. Let's step back for a second. Now, in January, you said you're 43?
Three.
Yeah, 43. Okay, so you're still really young. And everything's still good with your cycles, right, for the most part?
Actually, no. About 2 years ago, they just started to get very, very heavy, and they've since actually, maybe 10 months ago, they had put me on birth control to correct it,
get
it where it should be.
Bingo. Okay. All right, that's one thing I would look at. Now, you said you had some blood work done recently, or you have not had blood work done?
The last time I had blood work done was in March 2010, where my cholesterol was up by 25 points.
That's
and
right.
Yes, and that's where the 1.96 TSH
on the thyroid came back in, right? I would go back because, see, when you deal with fatigue and you're having the symptoms like you're having, and they come kind of like they come out of nowhere. Like, life is good, you're kind of cruising along, and then all of a sudden you get a bunch of fatigue, you feel tired, and the body starts changing. That's when all the red flags start going up. And it's not that you're getting older. It's that probably a lot of your lifestyle habits that you've been doing for a long period of time, now it's kind of like they're settling in to your body. And so that's what I would look at. I would look at, okay, what's causing it? What's the root cause? Let's do some tests. Blood work, I would definitely do. I know you said your iron's fine, but I would still check ferritin levels. Ferritin's a storage tank for iron, and that plays a big role. Your thyroid sounds like it's doing great. However, there's a little hidden secret for the thyroid, and there's a blood test called TPO antibodies. And I went at TPO. It's called thyroid peroxidase, TPO.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Okay. TPO antibodies. You want to have your physician run that and see, because if the antibodies are elevated just a little bit, we would have what's called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which would be autoimmune disease of the thyroid. And it's so undetected, I can't even tell you how many times that the thyroid's been checked and everything seems okay, and you check the TPO and it's up. Now, you may not be in a phase where it's heavily activated, but you're still in a place where it's there, and you're still in a place where it eventually could be active. It's called swinging, where it can swing one way and turn end up kind of fast. It can swing the other way. B12 also might be an issue. You can have a great test for B12 called methylmalonic acid. It's an older test, blood test, but it's actually more definitive for B12, and it might figure out exactly where all this fatigue's coming from. Here's another one, too.
with your pituitary gland, that's the master gland of the body, have them check your growth hormone levels, that, FSH, and LH, and see what those numbers are. See, once you start digging, blood work's great because it connects the dots in the body. If you really know how to read it, you understand it, which I'm not expecting you to. I'm just telling you to have these tests done. Your doctor should know how to decipher what's going on. It's kind of like pulling that blanket back, pulling the cover back, and finding that little treasure that's underneath, because you'll be able to figure out why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Then have all three estrogens checked. You have three: estrone, estradiol, estriol. Could it be your hormones? Yeah, it could. I think it's going to be more systems, and I think it could be something as simple as your ferritin levels could be low. That's the storage tank for iron. So you could have plenty of iron hanging out in the body. No problem at all. Iron's just hanging out, flowing through the body. You got plenty from your food. It's all good. But if your ferritin is low, you're not going to be anemic, meaning your hemoglobin, hematocrit numbers, and red blood cell count, they're not going to be low. It's just you're going to have low ferritin and be exhausted and not know why. But it's because you're not storing your iron. So, see, there's so many intricate details. If you want to get more information, I would find a good DO. That's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. They do a lot more integrative style of medicine, and I would have them do some checking. Get them to do some blood work and do some digging and see exactly what's going on, see what they can come up with. I think that would be one of the great ways to get started and figure it out. Now, another thing is you could have some food allergies, and that is a big key, and we see that often. So one of the things you can do to figure out if the food allergies are a big player is to go in and check and have them actually look and see and do some simple tests after the blood work, and you do your own test along with your doctor and have them check about every 3 or 4 weeks. And what you'll do is you'll come off all cow's milk, dairy, all wheat products, anything like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all of that. Get off of that for 2 to 3 weeks and see how your body feels. See if your energy levels go up. Now, I know you've been gaining weight, and of course, that's always a sign of thyroid dysfunction. But see what happens. See when you come off those two food groups, what happens. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and get started on the anti-inflammatory diet. It's got everything in it. It's got all the foods you need to stay away from, all the foods you should eat on a regular basis. And once you start that, see exactly how it makes you feel. Don't go by anything else. Just go by how you feel. And then get a blood test done. Do the same amount of tests again in about 8 weeks. See if the numbers change. I think you'll be impressed at what happens. Changing what you eat plays one of the biggest roles and how you feel and how your body is going to respond. Get started and let me know. Thanks so much for the call, darling. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening for Diagnosing Hope, one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.